Welcome to Live the Fuel.
Welcome to Live
Welcome
the Fuel.
To Live the Fuel. Focusing on health, business, and lifestyle. And now your host, Scott Mulvaney.
All right, good day, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another Live the Fuel show. So today, we're bringing back another repeat co-host from my favorite crew here in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, from Mind of the Athlete. And today, we have our returning sports nutritionist, Aaron Sparrowhole, coming back to the show. And we, as usual, this is a conversational format, so we are not doing a pre-designed Q&A session. I haven't been able to catch up with her in probably almost a month, and she hasn't caught up with me, so you guys are going to be catching up with us together. So Aaron, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much for having me, Scott. I'm happy to be here.
So what's been up? What's going on? I mean, we got so much going on, but I'll let you start.
Thanks. Oh, just keeping busy. Lots of people trying to get healthy. Spring is here, so the practice is going kind of crazy, which is a good thing. Everybody's getting out, getting ready for their events, starting to train more, have some specific training goals they're trying to meet. So my meeting with a lot of individual athletes, meeting with some football players, trying to gain some weight, meeting with some triathletes, getting ready for their season. Lots of really fun stuff, planning some cooking demonstrations, all kinds of cool stuff.
Oh, you do have a lot. Actually, I was going to bring that up anyway. But actually, for our newer listeners, just so you guys know, Mind of the Athlete, they started working together with me about a year ago, or not a year ago, but like last year. And the cool thing is, this is an entire team of sports psychologists, and then Aaron is the only sports nutritionist, and they work with universities, high schools, I mean, people of all ages, including even corporate and businesses and stuff like that. So. The cool thing is, like, I know most recently I saw something on Facebook that you guys have this is local, obviously, but you have like a local cooking event or something like that coming up?
Yeah, I do. I do. I'm hosting a cooking demonstration at Seasons Olive Oil and Vinegar Tap Room in downtown Bethlehem on Main Street.
So, and I've been there. That place is tasty just by having some olive oil by itself. So
it's my foodie happy place. I love it there.
Yeah, let's be real. We all love to snack. Let's see, there's different terms. What are all the terms nowadays? Snack, nosh, munch. I mean, we could probably come out with a few different. Do you have one of your own? What's one of your faves?
My favorite snack?
Snack, nosh. What term do you like to use?
Oh, snack.
Okay, so you're basic. Okay.
Whereas, I'm basic.
I see people,
I've got three kids.
I see people on Instagram and Facebook, and they're posting, by the way, I don't know where this came from, but the whole nom nom thing, like, oh my God, it looks so tasty. Yeah. They post nom nom, and I'm like,
nom nom nom. Yeah, that just.
Where did that come from?
I don't know. It reminds me of Pac-Man for some reason. Whenever I see that, I think Pac-Man.
Yeah, I posted it one time, and then I looked at it, and I'm like, I'm sorry, dude, since you don't know what that is, don't ever use that ever again.
I've never used that one.
I don't get it. And you know what? In the end, as long as you're using nom 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 or whatever they're calling it, N-O-M, for healthy stuff, cool. I don't want to see
Fair enough.
I don't want to see it on a glazed, jelly-filled sugar bomb donut. So,
totally fair. Yeah, no.
But so real quick, so for normally – at an event like that, you're talking about olive oil, you're talking about vinegars and stuff like that, which is really their niche. Like, they bring in a lot of international stuff, I believe.
Yeah.
I don't think they have a lot of
beautiful
state
products.
Stuff. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do they have a lot of U.S. stuff? I haven't been here in a little while.
They have, I think the olive oils are sourced from Italy. The balsamic vinegars, though, I'm not 100% sure where those are sourced from. I think that one of the owners, I think I'm recalling this correctly. They have a vineyard. Her family has a vineyard in Italy that they get some of their stuff from.
Well, and the cool thing is, and I'm still trying to get them on the show, not them specifically, actually, sorry. I'm trying to get the founders of the olive oil company that I'm hooked up with, Villa Cabelli. Okay. So I don't know if I told you ladies, like I have my own discount code that if you go to villacabelli.com, you can go to and use fuel, F-U-E-L in the checkout.
Okay.
That's my code. And
cool.
You get anybody can use that code. They say, hey, this is for your listeners. They get 10% off the order. Because I literally order my olive oil straight from their farm, their villa in Italy. And
nice. I think I've seen you post about it and you've posted a picture of it. It's beautiful, green, rich olive oil. Yeah, I loved it.
It's not just that. Like their nickname, and sorry, listeners, we're going to geek out a little bit here about olive oil because we're going to get into why, okay? But this is... It's called an area of Italy. It's called Puglia, P-U-G-L-I-A. And so they started creating a nickname for their olive oil. It's called the Puglia Pinch. So I literally I do a shot of it every morning, unless I'm fasting, then obviously I don't put those fats in. But take a shot of it, and especially because I'm doing podcasts today, and you get this like pinch in the back of your throat when you finish swallowing it, and it's like a peppery aftertaste.
Oh, and nice.
Apparently there's some science behind that too. Like apparently the more peppery, pure olive oils like that are just so rich and pure and just higher nutrient content, there's some other benefits for the body that comes out of that.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't know if you know about any of that science behind that, but I know that in the end, we're talking about healthy fats, and that green is not food dye, unlike a lot of olive oils that we have the pleasure of buying off the shelf here in this country. So now here we go, guys. To the listeners, I'm going to get into my little fired up thing, because Aaron, I know, is going to fuel with me on this, is that if you read the book, Extra Virginity, powerful book that just rips the industry wide open here in the States, and how they can pretty much do whatever they want and publish whatever they want. You have a call coming in at your office, by the way.
Yeah, we do. Sorry about that. I don't know if our office assistant is here. Sorry. Okay.
See, this is real, guys. All right. She's literally interrupting her day to give us valuable content to educate you guys as listeners. So this is real. So anyway, but back to olive oil, because that's more important here. What's the deal? What do you think? Have you read that book? Obviously,
I've not read that book.
You've got to read that book. Oh my God. You're a nutritionist.
I will add it to my stack. Dude, you should see my reading stack.
Well, okay. Real quick. Look behind me. That's just the newer ones. Everything else has been filed below. Like, I got three of those have been started. And then I just start buying. If I get the physical ones from the authors, because I've been bringing some authors on lately, I just go back and I go buy it on Audible. I tell them all, like, listen,
I'm going to follow the Scott Mulvaney school of thought and do my books on Audible from here on out, because I'm in the car way more than I have time to sit down and read.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's like, it's efficiency thing too. It's like, I'm like, dude, I want to get all that content in, and I want to enjoy new books all the time. And I just can't sit down and read. I can't. It's just impossible. And then I feel guilty because I'm not growing my knowledge. And then also, if I'm bringing an author on, I'm like, dude, I didn't have time to read your book yet. And that really hurts me. So,
Fair enough.
But yeah. So anyway, that whole book, you got to read it because I didn't read it. I listened to it, and it is on Audible.
You got the content, how you got it.
The point is, it's like, and I'll just do a very short synopsis for listeners and you. It's just, dude, the companies here, once the olive oil leaves like places like Italy and Greece, it's unregulated. So when it arrives, it's treated just like drugs, like cocaine from Central America, South America. They come in impurity, and then they immediately start cutting it to increase their profits. So they start adding in other oils and. Literally, there's even, I forget the name of it, but it's translated to kerosene. There's companies that literally put that in some of their olive oils.
Well, that's awesome.
It's disgusting. So the point is, though, it's like they can do whatever they want. It's not regulated by the FDA. So there's nobody like cracking down. Now, thanks to that book years ago that came out, there's been a lot of stuff as we're trying to really focus on health these days. They are trying to do something. But there's still no legal thing happening yet, other than just us, you know, people like us and that viral chick online, Food Babe. Mm-hmm. She talks about all that stuff too. So, because it's like, guys don't know. It's like, oh, olive oil, it's supposed to be green. It's not supposed to be yellow. Here in Eastern US, have you ever been to a diner? If you ever go to a diner and you ask for oil and vinegar for your salad, it's yellow. That's not olive oil.
No. There may be a chemically extruded olive oil that's not like a good, healthy first pressing or anything like that. No, not a good one. And it should be, if you put it in your fridge, it should be solid. It should coagulate and become really, really thick. So if you're getting a dressing from the store, you put it in your fridge and it says it's an olive oil dressing and it doesn't get really, really thick, it's not a good olive oil.
Well, here's something. Have you ever used the Bragg's products? Is that how you pronounce them? Bragg's.
I use their liquid aminos, and I've used their apple cider vinegar.
Okay. So I've used their apple cider vinegar when I do my bone broth because it helps extract the marrow from the bones faster.
Yep. Just made some last night.
Yep. And then before I switch back to just literally doing pure olive oil with a little bit of vinegar, I was trying their Bragg's. They have like a vinaigrette. And I did notice that when you put it in the fridge, it coagulated. And mm-hmm. as I've grown my knowledge to try and catch up with people like you, it's it's like, oh, that's a good thing. You want that to coagulate. Mm-hmm. So
yep, absolutely.
Now, obviously, since then, I haven't used that in probably a year because, as I was saying, when I use Villa Capelli, the flavor is so rich. Mm. That's all I have to put on. I mean, if I'm really feeling fancy, then I break out a little bit of like vinegar or balsamics, but you got to be careful with that too, because as you know, I really push this NSNG, no sugar, no grain thing. So yeah, it's mm-hmm. like, I don't really want a sugary stuff added.
Yeah.
But again, sometimes you got to put a little, as the founder of NSNG, Vinny says, he's like, it's okay to put a little life into living from time to time.
Oh my gosh, 100%. You're supposed to enjoy your right. food and, you know, it's just finding the right balance that you're not overindulgent too yeah. often.
You don't drizzle. Yeah. The whole salad with vinegar. Yeah.
So and a good vinegar,
looks like a
you
black
don't need
pinstriping.
To.
It looks like black pinstriping. It's like, okay, yeah. you could just mix a little. And you, like you just said, when you've got a good, rich, quality mm-hmm. product, you don't need a lot.
Mm-mm. Nope, not at all. Not at all.
So is this what you guys are going to be talking about and teaching on is proper use of these products when you have that event?
You know, I will be talking about their products a little bit, but really more than anything, it's about the recipes that I'm preparing. Okay. And using their products to make healthy foods more palatable and fun. Because again, you have to enjoy the foods. And a lot of the people that I work with aren't ready to jump onto a complete no sugar, no grain. Some of them haven't even ever had kale, you know, so getting them to eat something like that the first time, making it more palatable, making it enjoyable, making it fun. Some of these vinegars and olive oils, they do that. But at the same time, they're also adding some of the health benefits as well. So a lot of times people go into healthy eating and they think it's going to be wheatgrass and boiled fish, you know, and I am a 100% a total foodie. And I love food, and healthy food can absolutely taste amazing. So part of what I like to do with these cooking demonstrations is just meet people in that foodie zone, but ramp up their knowledge on the health benefits to the foods and eating whole foods.
So here's a hack for you real quick, because you were talking about, we talk about vinegars, you talk about incorporating these types of products back into our cooking. Mm-hmm. Which is funny. And I say back into our cooking because this is stuff that has been done for years, but then people have strayed away.
I tell you a funny story?
Lazy. Yes, please.
So this whole bone broth thing is like taken off and become like a huge deal. And I'm like, what's this bone broth? Like, what's going on with all this bone broth? And
then
I start digging into it and look at it. I'm like, well, that's how I make broth. It's just become like all the collagen.
Oh, did you get that? Were you talking to your grandparents about it? And that's what they said? Or because they'd
be
like,
oh gosh, I love my grandmother, but she was a terrible cook. No.
Oh. You see, that's how I grew up. My mom, you would butcher the chicken, and like we mm-hmm. literally had chickens and we butchered our own chickens. And then you had dinner and then the carcass, what's left behind, mm-hmm. you would save it and then make it into some people say, oh, I'm going to make a broth for a stew or whatever. Mm-hmm. And it's like, that's what you're doing. Now, granted, there's some advanced techniques that we've learned since mm-hmm. those days, mm-hmm. right? Like
to extract
chicken bones.
More collagen.
Yeah. You can slow cook the bones in a slow cooker for like 24 to 48 hours or whatever the time period is and use vinegar mm-hmm. to help extract it. But chicken bones, for example, there is some labor involved. You're supposed to be getting back in there every couple of hours, breaking up the bones, helping mm-hmm. extract mm-hmm. that stuff out, which a lot of people just don't want to have time for that. Admittedly. It's a process. It's a process.
It is, yeah. But I didn't go to that level before. But no, my mother was actually a really good cook. And so I would watch her use our Thanksgiving turkey and turn it into turkey soup for days. And she would use the carcass and create the broth. And so
nice.
I actually learned more from my mom, and not from like so much a health perspective, but just that she really embraced the depth of cooking and doing things from scratch.
Well, and let's be real. I mean, I know you and I both follow a lot of different things on Instagram, and I think I love following healthy feeds, and we talk about, oh, let's come up. This is very common. A lot of people are like, I don't want a meal prep. I don't want a meal mm-hmm. plan. Mm-hmm. And to what your point was earlier, not everybody's ready for that yet.
No.
Sometimes you just got to say, hey, have you ever even eaten a piece of kale? And sometimes mm-hmm. I like to do that. I like to torture people and tell them to eat it raw first.
That's because, so mean. I have a wrestler that tried it, and I think he tried it raw, and now he's like completely averse to kale, and it's
but
it's
you see,
funny.
It was a lesson. Like, no. That was the worst case scenario. I was like, now I'm going to show you what to properly do with it. You know, you have to like steam it, or you basically, you can't just eat that. It's not like spinach. You can't just pull a piece of spinach out and eat it. And plus, to get into some of the science behind it, not everybody's palates have been defined or refined enough, so to speak, to even be ready for that yet, right?
No, because you need to learn to like vegetables.
We're numb. Yeah. Like there's people are so, and we've talked about this before because I get crazy into detoxing and cleansing and everything else. But it's like people don't realize that your body could be so toxic depending on your lifestyle. And there's many different lifestyles. But depending on how unhealthy your lifestyle was, you've built up so much toxicity in your body that you literally are numb and you're not literally tasting some of the flavors of things. You just, it's just food. You're just eating it. You're not enjoying it.
So. And your taste buds become desensitized, and the distribution of your taste buds changes based on your diet, and your taste buds are what registers the flavor neurologically to your brain. So people are crazy desensitized. All the processed foods are so hopped up on flavor enhancers, and it's insane. So people, they've become desensitized. So whole foods taste very, very different, but it only takes a few weeks of eating cleaner, getting some sugars out of your diet. And then all of a sudden these foods really take on a very rich dynamic.
Well, and real quick, because I missed this one earlier when I tried to come back in on it, and you just hit on it. Removing the sugars, like, again, this takes time. You don't just go to my crazy level, but right? Yeah. And it took me this time. It took me a lot of time to make that transition.
It's so good that you're saying that, because people need to understand it. People tend to come in to see me or to talk to professionals, and they think I have to go from 0 to 1,000 overnight. And that's not the case.
I had this conversation about fat loss and weight loss the other night with one of my clients. And my guy's like, you can't just flip the switch. Everybody wants to flip the switch. Everybody gets all, they come back from like a coaching event, or they just had this very inspirational YouTube video they watched or whatever. And like, that's it. This is my year. We can rewind back to New Year's resolutions. This is why most of them fail. It's like, no, guys, you got to set a realistic plan. Start setting up the little steps, the little wins. And one of the most important things that kind of ties back everything we've just been discussing, in order to cut the sugars and reawaken the taste buds, you also have to be replacing that with what you've been missing this entire time. And I'm going to touch heavily right now on healthy fats. The reason why our foods are so bland and our recipes have been so bland, because we've had 15 to 20 years of incorrect
low
marketing.
Low fat, low fat.
Right. Yep. Low fat, low fat. I'm like, no, guess what? You stripped all of the healthy fats out, not just fat because of flavor. I'm talking about healthy fats that we need. You've stripped them out. As a food is less palatable. It's not enjoyable.
And a lot of the nutrients aren't as bioavailable either. A lot of the nutrients that are in the kale, that are in the carrots, that are in the tomatoes, that are in the peppers, that are in all those really healthy whole foods, some of them are fat soluble. So you need fats on your salad in order for your gut to be able to absorb them efficiently.
Okay, so this is important. We're getting a little techie now, and a little science. Bioavailability and fat soluble and basically, sum all that up, you're talking about how fat is necessary to carry certain nutrients
across
through our
gut.
Body, across the gut barrier, all that stuff. So let's dig into that a little bit more. How do you really dumb that down? I mean, I'm not saying that our listeners are dumb, right? But I want to just simplify this so there's no question that anybody who listens to this episode understands the importance of this point.
You know what? Honestly, you did a great job of it already. Do you eat the foods? And when these foods get broken up in your stomach into smaller pieces, and then they get dumped into your intestines, and then your intestines have all these great enzymes that help to break it down, digest it more. And then throughout your small intestine, different portions of your small intestine, your body absorbs these nutrients. But in order to get them from the inside of your intestine through the different layers of the intestinal wall into your body where these nutrients can be beneficial, they have to be transported across. So when I say there's a fat soluble vitamin, it's like dissolving, like when you make your salad dressings and you have your oil and your vinegar, some stuff stays in the oil, some stuff stays in the vinegar, some stuff dissolves into the oil, that's a fat soluble, some stuff sits in the vinegar, those are water soluble. So you have to have some fats in that salad or in your meals to get those vitamins that are soluble in fats transported across from the inside of your gut, transported across the gut, the intestinal tissue, and into your bloodstream and into your body.
You see, you definitely expanded more on what I said.
Well, I can nerd out farther, but I'm putting the restraints on a little bit.
Well, I mean, here's the funny thing. It's, and actually, this is where this episode could totally go. Besides us catching up on things, it's also like, we got to simplify this stuff. It mm-hmm. doesn't need to be rocket science. And yeah, I've become more and more of this, there's a term now that the whole biohacker thing, and I'm really getting deeper into this stuff and I'm loving it. And I had that famous mm-hmm. Dr. Jack Cruz on, he's like, well, no, I'm beyond biohacking. I'm a mitohacker. He's hiking like.
Yeah, that was fascinating.
Oh my God. That guy.
Mitochondria.
My brain was like blown. Yeah. I'm like, wow. Like, I got to follow this guy. And by the way, have you even tried going to his site? Thousands of blog articles. That guy's been publishing content for years. Like, nobody can defeat him. Like, there's so much content out there and he just keeps pushing more and more. I love his giving nature. It's amazing. But let's not get distracted here. Again, the average person, not ready for Jack Cruz.
No, don't even know what a mitochondria is. So let's rein it back.
So back to the importance here of simplifying this stuff. It's like, for example, I think I tried them twice, never use them again. Everybody's all obsessed about doing these. Oh, it's gut health. It's gut health. It's gut health. Mm-hmm, so mm-hmm, now you go into mm-hmm. the dairy section at the grocery store and people are buying these certain products. You know what I'm talking about? These products that are going to help with my gut biome. I got to drink this. You know what I'm talking about?
Are you talking about like kefir shots or something?
Kefir or
kombuchas? God. What are you talking about?
Well, you know, and see some people, you say kombucha too, right? And
I like kombucha and I use kombucha.
And I use kombucha from time to time. Mm-hmm. But just like if people don't know how to use the product properly, there could
be
some—
Thank you, marketing.
Mm-hmm, right? So let's be real here. Like, for example, I love the juice bar in Easton that now has an Allentown branch. You know what I'm talking about.
Greenmouth.
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah.
So, but when you buy that vial, it's already mm-hmm. Pre-juiced. That does not mean you drink that entire vial that day.
No.
Yeah. But they don't really like, oh, by the way, there's 3 to 4 servings. I actually like to think this more. I consider it more 5 to 6 servings in my mm-hmm. experience, because again, you've juiced, you've mm-hmm. removed the essential fibers that the actually slow down your absorption. So you're mm-hmm. looking at a big sugar bomb.
So I see where you're going with all this. Yes, 100%.
So where am I going with that?
Yeah.
I mean, how would you speak to some of this?
You know, there is a term I like to use called a false healthy halo. So there's a lot of foods out there that have been marketed to us and we're led to believe are very healthy because the food marketing does a great job of selling the healthy idea of this product to us. And you talk about juices. I have had multiple people, intelligent people, multiple clients coming to me, talking to me about these. Oh, well, I drink this. I'm not going to name a brand. I drink this mango juice every day. And I'm like, how about you have a mango? Let's talk about what this juice is doing. And there's a lot of times there's even added sugars in some of these juices because mm-hmm. when you go to Greenmouth, you're buying something that was made fresh. When you go to the grocery store, you're buying something that has to be shelf stable. And one of the ways they make something shelf stable is adding sugar to it.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's being used as not just a stabilizer, but technically it's a preservative.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yep. Exactly. So the juices that you can find in stores like that they're loaded with sugar, and absolutely sure they're loaded with a lot of vitamins that you maybe wouldn't be getting just drinking something else. But that sugar bomb is a negative impact on your body, and it's much better to try and get your vitamins like that from the whole food source as much as possible. Or if you're going to use a juice, use it in a supplemental way, not as a meal. I've had people say, I use these big bottles of juice for a meal. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, great nutrient density, high sugar density. So mm-hmm. let's figure out how we can get those nutrients and not the blood sugar spike at the same time.
Right. So, and again, real quick on the blood sugar spike, we're referring to blood sugar spike. And I brought this up on past episodes because this is important from what I've been learning as well. And the two hormones here that we're relating to that are going to be affected by that is leptin and ghrelin. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure you can agree. Our goal is to baseline that and remove the crazy aggressive spikes. Because if you have these crazy aggressive spikes, leptin and ghrelin, man, they're all over the place. And this is what I tell people. Like, I literally tell people, I can't overeat because number one, I eat very clean. Number two, I eat the right portions, right? So I have the right fats and proteins, which actually fill me up and satiate me besides my healthy veggies.
They send a signal to your brain letting you know you're full. There's food present, fuel present.
Mm-hmm. But if I was down in tons of sugar, leptin and ghrelin send false signals, right? Because if everything's all over the crate, I think it's leptin then tells the brain, oh, I'm not full, I'm not satiated, keep going. I think I have the right one there.
And ghrelin is the hunger, it's your hunger stimulator.
There you go. So this is why it's like, guys, like, I'm not saying you go completely crazy like me and go no sugar, no grain. It took time for me to get to that level. And I still have glasses of red wine. So technically I'm not 100% no sugar, no grain. I'm putting life into living. But the point here is that we have to look at what we're putting in, not just the quantities. I mean, again, to your point, if you go straight to the source, you're probably going to get a great source, right? Going to Greenmouth, they're going to do a great job. I love it. Every time I'm near one of the places, I'll grab one. I'm not a regular consumer of it. It's once in a great while. And then I bring the bottle home and I put it in the refrigerator because I didn't drink all of it. And then I throw a little shot in, you know, over the next few days. You know, I just treat it. It's like when I do my olive oil. I mean, obviously I cook with my olive oil too, but I do a shot of straight olive oil because it's just a great way to start the day. I don't know what it is. It's just, it lubricates my vocals for the podcasting. It's awesome.
it works for you. Go for it.
I learned that from Vinny. That's how Vinny Tortorich, that's how he started using it years ago for his podcast. Like his voice was scratchy. And his other Italian co-host, Anna Vocino, who wrote that book, Eat Happy. Great book, by the way. You got to check that out. I've literally sent that to everyone in my family. It's actually a cookbook. It's, you know, so... super clean eating, grain-free eating. So amazing, because she's Italian, so the flavors, oh my God. She knows how to properly use healthy fats. It's amazing. But she told me, she's like, you know that olive oil I gave you? And he's like, yeah. She's like, just go do a shot of that right now. You'll be fine. So anyway, but I think it's important to keep educating people on the simplicity here. We're getting, again, more scientific, more aggressive, but it comes down to not just how clean you're eating, but how are you breaking up the proportions and the quantities? Because again, I joke around, I can't overeat. My metabolism is super high, but also I've built myself to this point. I turned 40 this year and everybody's like, oh, wait till you get past 40. 40 to 42 is when everything's going to go crashing down. And I'm like, no, it won't, because my lifestyle is already dialed in. You guys fell off the cliff because you were eating tons of sugar, sitting in your desk all day behind a computer. Like you weren't, you have not been building what I've built. I don't know if you agree or disagree with that. So
there's a lot of truth to that. I think that the idea that you fall off the, you know, you get less healthy, there's some magic number where everything starts falling apart. Well, there's aging, but there's a lot of really cool science that goes into cellular aging and how our lifestyles can increase cellular aging or decrease cellular aging and help us slow down the aging process in a healthy way. And you've built a healthy body, you've built a healthy metabolism. But something else that I hear when I talk to you is you have a really good intrinsic idea of what's happening with your body. Not everybody has that connection. They don't, not everybody understands when I eat this, I feel this way. When I exercise, I feel this way. Not everybody has that. So getting, you know, you've been able to get to the point that you're at because you've got a good relationship and a good understanding and a good awareness of what's going on with your body. A lot of times when I have clients come in, they have no idea. And just getting them to start to associate and to start to listen to the feedback that their body gives them is hugely important. And I think in some ways that's where blanketed diets can be not helpful, or blanketed one size fits all meal plans can be not very helpful because somebody just takes a paradigm and applies it to their life, but they don't stop to really pay attention to the feedback their body's giving them. They say, I'm supposed to be eating these foods these times, I'm supposed to be doing this, but it's not working for me. Why isn't it working for me? Or I don't feel good. Well, what's your body telling you? Let's pull that apart and understand it and figure out why, because not everybody will do well with a no sugar, no grain diet. Some people physiologically shouldn't. And so, but some people do fantastically on it. And it also depends where you are on that paradigm. We've talked about this before, that I don't like to take anybody, you like the switch. You can't switch it on and off.
No,
don't like to take somebody's life and turn it 180 degrees because it's too extreme. And it starts to create an unhealthy relationship with trying to become healthy. It becomes too difficult. It becomes too stressful. So then people give up. So learning to find a way to meet people where they're at and help them progress along the paradigm. So you've been on the paradigm for a while. You've been making gradual progress. You didn't go from McDonald's to where you are now in the last 2 months.
I can actually rewind because I was, it was all over social media, but I was at, I work with that Isogenics Nutrition Company, and I was at one of their university events this weekend, and I haven't gone to one in a while, and I really appreciated where they've come from when I found them back in 2010, because that was my awakening. That was me, like, because I was so toxic from the firefighting to finding the, I went through one of their cleansing detox systems, and that was the first time that I truly finally, like, heard or felt my body. Like, it was like, oh, this is the feedback loop that I wasn't, I was so toxic that I wasn't listening. Like, things all of a sudden started tasting better. My energy shot through the roof. I was like, oh my God, what the hell's going on? Now, granted, it doesn't mean you, Isogenics is the only thing that's going to do that, right? That's it worked. It was a system to follow. I've never done it in my life, never did a cleansing, never did a detoxing. Again, years later, I've learned, okay, well, first of all of our bodies are capable of detoxing. The issue is most of us are unhealthy enough or so unhealthy that our body's natural detoxification processes are beat down and they're not running at full steam ahead. So
and they're overwhelmed. There's too much coming in and the detoxification systems can't keep up.
Right. So our liver's taxed out, gallbladder's taxed out, everything's taxed out. So that was my, and so again, rewind, that's 2010. You and I are talking here in 2017. So my journey has been 7 years. And that first year or two was very slow. I was not doing anywhere near what I do nowadays. So that's 7 years of my life of learning, listening, trial and error, stuff works, stuff not work. And that's why I keep telling people, like, guys, like I was at that event with some of my team members and we're talking about that. I'm like, you know, if I could rewind back to 2010, I want to go back and smack myself because I was like, I love the programs so much that I was like, this is going to work for everybody. But I was like, I years later, it's like,
there's
no Scott,
one size fits all.
My psyche is different than other people. That's the other thing. What you said, the crazy extreme. I'm wired that way. If I commit to something, boom, it's just done. That's just what I do. Not everybody does that. To your point, if someone makes such a drastic change in their life, and this is not just nutrition, this is, and unfortunately, years later in 2007, 2008, those years I was taking psychology courses, in the evenings, those psych classes helped wake that up in me, and I had to remind myself about those. That knowledge that was taught to me was that the average human being, if you create such a drastic shift, like when people lose their job, lose the love of their life, somebody dies, or they move, they relocate, or these are all such a drastic shift of lifestyle that this is what triggers a lot of depression, stress, everything. So this totally relates to that. You want to try and completely flip your healthy lifestyle from an unhealthy to a full healthy. It's just, you're going to reject it. The average brain is going to have problems with that.
It creates too much stress. And one of the things I tell my clients all the time, give me feedback. If this process is stressful, it's the wrong process. We need to adapt it because stress is unhealthy. And I want to create a long-term healthy relationship with food, and creating a stressful relationship with food does not create a healthy long-term relationship with food.
Yeah.
And all of these extreme momentary plans create that stress. And I just, I'd like to dispel that as best as I can. And I had a client in the office today, and she's in her mid 40s, early 50s range. and she's frustrated that things aren't happening for her quicker. And I wanted to rail against the diet industry and this false belief that's come from these rapid weight loss plans. And you can absolutely get somebody to drop weight really, really fast, but are you building a healthy body at the same time? And our paradigm absolutely has to shift from weight loss to building health. Yeah. We need to focus more on building health, because you can create a very unhealthy body and lose weight really quick.
Oh, God, yeah. I mean, I tell people all the time, whether you use my programs or your programs, I don't care who you are, like, especially my programs, if they're doing the cleansing piece of it, guys, I was like, your first 30 days, a good chunk of that is inflammation, water weight. Like, you're finally flipping your body into a super healthy state to just start cycling that out. And I tell people, like, we see some of the most significant weight shifts. Like, I've seen upwards of 100 pounds, and this is somebody who was like 500 pounds, but I've seen upwards, right?
Morbid obesity.
Yeah, we're talking about a whole different
metabolism.
Level.
Yeah.
But like, I'll give an example. Like, my mom and my dad, and they haven't done it since, because they haven't clicked into the whole long-term lifestyle thing. But the point is, like, I ran them through one of my programs, and my mom was frustrated because my dad was losing stuff faster. I'm like, it's a guy
thing. Greater muscle density, right? Guy thing, testosterone, more muscle, more water,
everything.
More carbohydrate stores, more watershed. Yep.
But in the end, they both dropped over a 30 to 60 day period, 30 plus pounds. And I was happy with that. And I said, that's fine. I was like, yeah, obviously the first chunk was very, very fast in that first month, because they went from never doing anything to just, I mean, finally really putting like peak nutrition in, going through detoxes, and they've never done a detox or a cleanse in their life. And this is a fully supported system. So they were fine. And I mean, at the time they were in their 60s. So it's like, I was impressed that they actually followed the program.
Yeah. For that duration of time, that's impressive. That's good.
But I also told my guys, like, it doesn't stop here. This is a lifestyle. And they would limp along for the next like month or two, and then they weren't listening to me. That's why people tell you, like, the hardest people to help are your friends and family. It's
yeah,
too close.
Kinda.
You're too close. Kinda.
Yeah. Did they maintain that loss, or did it creep back on them?
My dad maintained the loss, but at the time they still had a heavy grain diet, because one of my dad's doctors was telling them literally to eat Cheerios and not eat eggs, and I wanted to choke up. So yeah.
I'm like, oh, the healthy halo right there.
Cheerios are heart healthy. I'm like, no, it is not.
Those 2 grams of fiber or 3 grams of fiber you're getting, but it's from oats.
Yeah. First of all, even if I take grains out of the equation, this is a manufactured children's cereal.
Very high glycemic.
Right. Very high glycemic. Mm-hmm. You have not just the grains, which, by the way, the reason why I talk about grains is that sugar grams that are listed on the box, that does not include the sugar value when those grains are converted in your body to sugar, because they get converted to sugar. So it doesn't even include that, right? And it's like nowadays with the whole, oh, well, there's this many grams of sugar, but then when you read the ingredient section below the graph that's on that they're legally held accountable for on there, then they can sneak in sugar alcohols in the ingredients list. And people don't realize that is not included in that gram value. I can get into a whole different show just on reading labels.
Oh, I know. The sugar alcohol thing gets me too. And it's terrible for people's guts. You know, you mentioned earlier about, you know, gut health and gut microbiome, and those sugar alcohols, no bueno.
Well, alcohol in general, like, let's just, if you take sugar out and just use the word alcohol, I mean, hello, it's kind of a toxin, right? I mean, it's going to be a little more aggressive. I almost tell people, like, well, what's better, having the sugar alcohols or sugar? I'm like, well, my answer is none. but
I'm not giving up my red wine. That's not
I was like, I'm gonna have my red wine, but again, in
moderation.
There's
loads of resveratrol in that.
Yes,
and there's some really interesting studies on telomere health and moderate red wine consumption.
Well, I cheat on the telomere health too, because we literally have a product that is at the DNA level for telomere health that I've been taking for about a year now. So it came out years ago, but I just wasn't really ready to embrace it back then, right? Like, my lifestyle was changing. It's like, okay, what is my next hack that I want to figure out? But to your point, you can do a lot of things through natural sources, but in the end, we're also limited by those natural sources, which is why I am a proponent and supporter of the proper or the right supplementation.
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. You can't live off of you probably could find a way to live off of supplements, but you really shouldn't.
Yeah.
Like
no,
we tell people,
I like
like,
to tell
guys, you can do a shake. Like we do shakes. I do shakes too, but mm-hmm. We don't live off of shakes. You have to eat mm-mm. whole rich vegetables. You need the fiber mm-hmm. content and mm-hmm. not the fortified fiber. Like you just said, they put into like mm-hmm. Cheerios, for example.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it's eye opening when you take a look at, we've been so enculturated to think when as soon as we think fiber, we think grains. The media and marketing has done that to us. But when you really pull it apart and look at the foods that are richest in fiber, really isn't the grains. Mm-hmm. It's not the grains. It's your vegetables and it's some legumes. It's not the grains. Yeah. You're really not getting that much fiber from your grains.
Well,
you're getting some, but not that much.
Not to get political, but if people, because I love history. History is powerful, and we technically have already studied this. People just don't realize the connection is that we studied the Dust Bowl, and when farming was failing in this country many, many years ago, and the government had to step in and subsidize it and reinforce that industry to save it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where, again, I'm not going to get into the whole when government should not stick their nose into business, blah, blah, blah. But to be fair, they were trying to save the health of our nation and blah, blah, blah. Anyway, mm-hmm. it's not needed anymore, right? But there's mm-hmm. They never went away. It's still subsidized. So if you've got people who are making money off of grains and the government's making money off of grains, of course, they're going to have that in the food pyramid as one of the biggest components that they have to focus on. And I tell people, like, listen, maybe you don't need to ever take grains completely out of your diet, but at least flip our current food pyramid upside down and reproportion it that, and you're going to see some major shifts in health. So
yes, for general health, for sure. Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know what kind of pyramid you guys build as far as the food pyramid, but...
I don't work with pyramids.
Yeah, there we go. I love it.
I just honestly, because it's really, I think the biggest thing that we're learning in my industry is how bio-individual we all are mm-hmm. and how diets and meal planning and what's appropriate for one person is going to be different for another person. We all have different liver enzyme profiles and different genetic makeup. And I think a new area that I'm really fascinated to follow is nutrigenomics and genetic testing and incorporating that information to help a person eat specifically for what their body does best with.
Yeah, before
some
that,
people cannot process proteins the way you can. So for them to be on a totally meat heavy diet, they wouldn't do as well. But other people, not so much.
Yeah, I've actually recently, I just listened to a Fitfluential podcast, and they had on a very famous longtime vegan, for example. Mm-hmm. And he was a vegan, for an outspoken vegan, very going. I mean, again, I don't care. I respect everybody's lifestyle, vegetarian, vegan, pescatarian, mm-hmm. whatever. But eventually you have to also listen to your body.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy was never overweight. And then because of years of being a vegan, he mm-hmm. started putting on lots of inflammatory weight. Mm-hmm. He was consuming way mm-hmm. too much soy. And mm-hmm. his body was so out of whack. And mm-hmm. his buddy basically said, listen, or his doctor actually, I'm sorry, not even his buddy, now I remember, his doctor literally came out and said, listen, you need to flip immediately or else I'm not going to be able to talk to you next year. You are that going that far down that quickly.
Mm-hmm.
So again,
mm-hmm.
I know I'm stepping on some crazy things here. I'm not saying don't go vegan. I'm just saying mm-hmm. you got to listen to your body and you got to monitor this stuff.
100%. Some people, vegan is a good option
right,
for them physiologically, but for other people, not so much. But I think
but
the
also,
problem
how long?
Becomes...
How long? I don't
fair.
Know. Right?
Yeah.
It's still all this. That's why I tell people, like, just be aware. Like, all this stuff is still being defined. Nothing is a perfect
science. Oh my
science.
Gosh, it's evolving very quickly.
Yeah. So, but like, and he admitted, he's like, he was over 10 years and mm-hmm. it was fine in the beginning. But after missing, he figured out after missing some very essential macronutrients and other nutrient densities that was components that were missing from his lifestyle, essential cholesterol, things of that nature for cellular health. He literally said, when he listened to the doctor, his doctor said, listen, I want you to go paleo, even if it's just one small little nugget a day, right? Just mm-hmm. something like meat, mm-hmm. for example, mm-hmm. to put back in. Mm-hmm. And he said his first day back was hard, but he said when he did, in the first 3 days, he had dropped like 20 pounds. And I was like, really?
That's very dynamic.
It's very dynamic.
That's
and
unusual.
He said one of the reasons why is, I mean, he's like, I'm still trying to figure out exactly what that was. But he's like, I noticed that a lot of that was you know, negative inflammatory weight. Like he basically cut the excessive soy and made that flip for the protein value. And then, you know, obviously he still had a very, very rich vegetable content and everything else. And again, I wasn't there to monitor the whole thing. I was just like, wow, man, that's a crazy shit. But he was that, his doctor basically said he was that inflamed and his body was in that much stress. Anyway.
It's really difficult. One of the things with vegans that I struggle when I work with them, because I work with them and that we find a good balance with their macronutrients. There's a lot of shifting, but what ends up happening, this is an interesting, a whole other podcast, is that they shift from their processed regular food and they just shift to processed vegan foods. They start eating tofu based junk food and it's just more processed
crap.
Food.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
But there's this sense of a healthy halo because, well, it's vegan. No. And this vegan label then makes it healthy. Well, that's not entirely true.
That was a great way to take this conversation. This isn't, and this is great for our listeners, guys. Like, again, and I mentioned at the beginning of the show, but guys, like, you want to follow Erin, like, make sure you go into Mind of the Athlete, and I'll have this linked in the show notes because she's in Instagram and everything else. I want to make sure they're checking in and they know how to follow you because, guys, like, it doesn't matter if you're a vegan, a vegetarian, a pescatarian, if you're following the paleo lifestyle, if you're doing the keto or ketogenic lifestyle, which by the way, do not just dive into that one because I'm still testing that one out. That is taking some work for me.
Yeah, that's one that you have to keep an eye on.
But I'm having fun with it. So the point is, I love this term. That's gonna be the title of this episode, A Fake Healthy Halo. I wrote it on my erase board here.
Oh, nice. Cool.
Because that's a very unique title. And I love that because, I'm sorry, you say fake or false? That's false.
False.
Thank you. Yep. There we go.
You can call it fake.
That's why not dry erase boards help. I just took my finger and fixed it. So the point here, guys, is that, okay, if you are going to go vegan, great. I mean, if you feel it's going to make you a more powerful lifestyle, or maybe you're there that passionate about animals, wonderful. I'm not going to judge you on that. Mm-mm. But to your point, Erin, is that, thanks to marketing, and I can't, it pisses me off because I'm a marketing professional.
Gluten free is the same thing,
right?
Too.
Oh, my God. Don't get me on. That's a whole other episode. Gluten free.
Sorry. I'm poking the bear.
You're giving us the next couple of episodes that you're going to come back on.
Perfect. Good.
We can have a whole gluten free episode. But there's your point, guys. Yeah. Like, I hate to say it, but you can't trust the labels, okay? Mm-mm. Organic and gluten free on a label does not mean it's healthy for you. It does not. And, it's vegan friendly. Okay. So what I've literally saw that on a bottle of ketchup. I'm like, dude, they were going to buy the ketchup anyway. You sticking vegan friendly on there. It's tomatoes. Of course it's vegan friendly or vegetarian
friendly.
Of course,
but really think about that though, with your marketing brain. It gives people the sense they're doing something healthy for themselves by buying that ketchup.
Everything now is, they put the GF, they put the GF for gluten-free, they put the vegan thing, they put the vegetarian thing, and then they'll put in, also if it's the organic model, because even like Heinz has an organic product of ketchup. But now, you look at all those colorful symbols on the front, marketing, boom, I'm going to buy that. That's the healthiest ketchup on the shelf. Whereas if you actually turn the bottle around and you read the freaking label, I don't use any ketchup anymore because it's full of sugar. So I love that. That's a 100%. Great example for your false healthy halo. So
absolutely.
So how would you, in an easy way, help our listeners battle this false healthy halo? Besides as simple as read the freaking labels.
Well, that's, it could be a whole other show talking about how to read labels and what to interpret and how to demystify the marketing.
Oh, we should.
So that
we
you
should.
Understand what's healthy. You know what? The easiest, most simple step, the least amount of packaging, the least amount of processing from farm to plate, from field to table. So you go in and you're buying your broccoli. Guess what? There's no added sugar. There's no processing. Mm-hmm. There's no preservatives. You're just buying a whole food. You go in and then there's a whole organic, pesticide issue that goes along with all of that too. But let's just keep it really simple for the purpose of making it the simplest step forward. Buy whole, minimally processed vegetables, fruits, and meat and dairy products.
Well, it's like, guys,
keep it simple.
People say they're really, really too busy. to they buy, for example, frozen broccoli. Now, I will say I did some research into like a Wegmans, for example, our local mm-hmm. high-end grocery store. And I did mm-hmm. see an organic broccoli, flash frozen, mm-hmm. Supposedly right at the source. mm-hmm. And there should not be any sugar added to that, obviously. It's just frozen broccoli. Mm-hmm. Now, the issue here now is obviously we're talking about bioavailability of nutrients, right? So mm-hmm. to your point, yes, buy Whole Foods. And mm-hmm. You said not just the shortest path, but also the shortest time from mm-hmm. farm to table.
Oh my gosh, with all the farmers markets coming around right. in our area now, that's awesome stuff. So CSAs, like, all that.
But mm-hmm. everybody says, I don't have time to go grocery shopping. No, the difference is you haven't prioritized it yet. Oh, once you start eating mm-hmm. healthy, that will become a priority. Okay, mm-hmm. I don't care how much money you make. You want to mm-hmm. fuel your body. If you end up on a hospital bed with millions of dollars and you can't spend
cost it, to benefit ratios,
right? Come on.
Yeah, totally. So,
but they'll hear the thing is like the whole organic thing is like I can go to Costco and get a bag of organic avocados from Guatemala. Okay, how long did those organic avocados sit in shipment until they got to me? So mm-hmm. there's no way that is fresh. I mean, but then again, also avocados aren't really grown around here, so I gotta.
Yeah, you gotta.
That's a hard battle.
Avocados don't ripen until the ripening process until they're off the tree. They're right. They're a unique fruit.
So that's the other thing. Yeah. That's a unique fruit, but there is a lot of products out there where now mm-hmm. there's been some. This is a whole other episode too. There's a lot of farms now. They've figured out how to either quickly grow or basically cycle the growth where they could pick stuff weeks in advance. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So then they've got plenty of time to work it through distribution, shipping,
and
freezing, not
freezing.
And the
ripening is happening off the plant.
Right. But then the problem is,
the nutrient density tanks.
Right. There's exactly. That's what mm-hmm. I'm telling people. Like, your nutrient density is weak. The good thing is I will actually go to a farmer's market, and even if it's not organic, because he couldn't afford to pay the fees to have an organic mm-hmm, choice, mm-hmm. sometimes I'm like, you know, screw the chemicals. I do detoxing and cleansing on a regular basis. I'd rather take the nutrient-dense local mm-hmm. product than the stuff coming from California, Guatemala, mm-hmm. Mexico, mm-hmm. whatever. I mean, I don't know if you want to take a position on that, but...
You know, honestly, to your point with the frozen vegetables and frozen fruits, a lot of, you know, it's different from when we were younger. You know, I can remember my mom buying frozen vegetables and they were like in a block of ice. The processing now with the flash freezing, there's a lot more nutrients that are preserved. Mm-hmm. And the other thing is they're picked more often. Those are the products that are picked and they're ripe when they're picked and then they're flash frozen. They're not picked prematurely and then ripened off the plant.
Interesting point.
So sometimes, and there's a pretty okay nutrient density. There are some fruits and vegetables that I use frozen and I'd have no problem with it. And there's also the attainable lifestyle. You talk about people who say that they don't have time. Well, if they have time to prepare a bag of frozen broccoli, but they don't have time to cut the broccoli that's fresh, okay, I'd rather you eat the frozen broccoli than no broccoli.
Yes.
So it's all about finding what works for a person's lifestyle.
One of the things I
do with my clients, of course, if I can grow my own broccoli, go pick it and make it myself that day, that's optimal, but that's not realistic for everybody. So finding what works with their lifestyle and cleaning it up as much as possible with their lifestyle is really important. And one of the things I do with my clients is I do grocery tours with them and I go through and I help them find things that are attainable, easy to use, that fit their lifestyle, that fit their taste preferences. And it's also a great educational tool because I'm in there with all the marketing and all the labels and I get to start pointing out to people and showing them and educating them how to really look at the labels. And the questions people come up with in those grocery tours, it's really interesting. It's really fun.
Well, I'm glad you made that point about the frozen because a lot of people do depend on frozen because if they travel mm-hmm. a lot, business professionals, for example, or just busy parents, they're just trying mm-hmm. to do the best they can for the family. So the point is just put the effort in and mm-hmm. do what you can and try and keep it as whole and as clean as possible. When we say buy the frozen vegetables, we're talking about the whole vegetables. Like, you don't go into the frozen section. And then you go buy that mixed medley with the included sauce pack or whatever those things are.
Like, good point. Yes. No, just pure flash frozen vegetable.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, if you want to add stuff after that, that's fine. Because remember, some of those nutrients are fat soluble. You add a little bit of butter, olive oil, it's all good. I had one client, it happens to me very often actually, where they say, well, my kids will eat broccoli, but they have to have cheese sauce with it. And I was like, okay, so let them have the cheese sauce because they're getting used to eating the broccoli. Let them dip it in the cheese sauce. They're still getting the nutrients from the broccoli.
And please tell me you're making your own cheese sauce and not buying the manufactured cheese sauce.
I just encourage them to melt organic cheese on top of it.
And that's just it. Like, I literally grab a head of broccoli, boom, boom, like a couple of chops. I throw it right in a pot. I got one of those like metal steamer trays. I don't even have a professional steamer. It's one of those drop-in things you get in like the cooking aisle at the grocery store. It springs open. Yeah, I just spring it open. It fills the bottom of the pot. I put in half inch of water. I drizzle some olive oil in there because I want the olive oil to steam with the broccoli. Throw the whole head in there after I cut it up. That boom, it's like steaming 2 minutes, like if that. And then right before it's because it's super, super hot and all the steam is built up, I put the lid right back on. And then I quickly take a shaver and I shave out some fresh Parmesan.
The harder
cheese too. Oh God, dude. And then I take the lid off, I throw the broccoli on the plate and I just toss the shavings right on there. And the heat from the broccoli melts the cheese. So that's a dinner with no microwave.
Totally.
And literally it took 5 minutes, like 5 minutes while it was steaming. I was shaving the Parmesan and everything, and I had the grinders out with my pink sea salt and all that, like ready to rock. So boom. So that's a quick hack for your broccoli people.
So
again, to our listeners, guys, we talked about it before, mindoftheathlete.com, Erin Sparold. And that's with two R's. So it's ErinSparold. Follow her on Instagram because the lunch she posted, I think it was like 6 days ago, it was like last week, was awesome. You were at Whole Foods and I see like pumpkin seeds and fresh vegetables and the chickpeas and garbanzos. I'm like, oh my God, that
I
looks
love
amazing.
Their salad bar.
Yeah.
I love their salad
I work
bar.
Over there all the time. I love working in that little cafe. So, so again, that's
surprised
that's
they
the
haven't
point.
Seen you there.
Well, hey, I get around, right? Starbucks, Whole Foods. So, to our listeners, this is what it's all about. You want to follow her on Instagram at Erin Sparold. Just go right to the website. You can find her on there. You can go to Facebook. She's on Facebook as well. But the point here is, like, if you don't have the knowledge, find the people, follow the people that have the knowledge, and just start learning, slowly absorbing, because you can get really, really overwhelmed very, very quickly, as we discussed today. So just start putting in the reps little by little. You know, one new lesson a week maybe. Don't go crazy. And I already mentioned that cookbook earlier, guys, to our listeners. Like, check out Anna Vocino's cookbook, Eat Happy. I've talked about it before. It's Eat Happy Cookbook. It's all over Amazon. It'll blow your mind. But Erin, as always, we have many more episodes now we have to follow up on because of all your ideas today. And I'm definitely going to target this as a false healthy halo. It's on the board, so that's going to be our title. So,
nice.
As always, you get the final word of the show. So what would you like to sum up or leave as a final message here as you're progressing here? It's second quarter now. We're second quarter business speak of 2017. Wow. So a lot of new stuff happening. What's your message?
My message, what I want people to, the golden nugget I want them to walk away from this with, is keeping everything simple. Take one step at a time. Listen to how you've progressed, Scott, how you've taken your time. It's taken you 7 years, if I understood the timeline right, to get to the point where you're at right now. Your listeners, if they're just starting to take a dive into a healthy lifestyle, understand it takes time. It's a process. Don't expect perfection from yourself overnight, and don't expect perfection even at the finish line. There's no finish line. It's a constant process where you continue to learn, you continue to grow, you continue to adapt your lifestyle and get healthier.
I love that message. All right, Hangtail, I'll give you a proper goodbye. All right, listeners, there's her message. And if I could sum all that up, I love everybody uses the acronym KISS, but we're going to define it even nicer. It's going to be keep it super simple so it aligns with her messaging. So again, that's another Live the Fuel episode, gang. We're here to fuel your health, your business, your lifestyle. She clearly nailed it on the health and the lifestyle today, two of our primary three domains. We're here to help you guys, whether you're Gen X, whether you're millennials, start taking the action now. Thanks for listening in. Thanks for and keep on to live the fired up epic life. We'll talk to you guys again soon. Good day, Live the Fuel fans. Hey, this is Scott Mulvaney, your host and founder of Live the Fuel. I just wanted to take a couple minutes here at the end of the episode to thank you for listening and also share some resources for you. So number one, please, thank you. Thank you for listening and thank you for subscribing. If you haven't subscribed yet, please subscribe to the show so you can get regular your updates. I release new episodes every single week. More importantly, if you are using iTunes or you have an iTunes account, please go on to iTunes. I know it takes a few minutes to actually do this, but please submit a show review for the Live the Fuel show. It's one of the few ways we can use the system to help increase the exposure of the show. So again, if you take a moment to do that, please and thank you. All right, guys, more importantly, I want to get into some resources to help support you guys. If you go to livethefuel.com, I do have a resources guide online. It's called the Super Sevens Resources Guide. And in there, I have 21 different tips and tools just from that I've used over the past 3 to 4 years to help me get my different businesses up online, but also just health mindset-related content. But anyway, if you go on there and subscribe to my email list, you'll get that guide back to you for free. So enjoy some free content. Now, more importantly, if you're on Facebook, be sure to reach out to us and, number one, like the Live the Fuel page, but number two, join our Facebook group community called The Fuel Tank. Please submit a request, and I'll be happy to welcome you into our community and help you along your journey as well. And then the last piece of this little message for you guys is our resources page. If you go to livethefuel.com/resources or just click on resources in the toolbar, I put in a number of companies on here that I've started growing relationships with that I trust and that I actually recommend. So first off is Villa Capelli. This is one of the purest olive oils that I've ever tasted. I've talked about it on the show before. So please use my discount code. If you use Fuel, F-U-E-L, at the checkout when you're on their website, you get 10% off your order. So please use that and thank you. More importantly, also in the health category in that page, you'll find a company called Pure Vitamin Club. We've actually had the founders on the show multiple times. I highly recommend this company. Please use my click-through link on the website. I don't have a lot of affiliations, but this is one that actually may give me a couple pennies back for every time people actually click through my logo for their Pure Vitamin Club on my website. So again, I highly recommend them for Pure Magnesium, Pure Vitamins, and their new B12 vitamin coming out. And the last piece of this message here is Isagenix, guys. Not everybody is into nutritional companies, supplementation, but many, many people are because our food is nutrient deficient. And we've talked about this from a health perspective before. So again, if you guys are looking for a change in your lifestyle, heck, even just for a side hustle business, but more importantly, just healthy lifestyle changes, please consider reaching out to me. I have Isagenix linked on there, but please feel free to private message me or set up a time on my scheduler on the website. And I'll be happy to talk to you more about this and consider working with me and my team. I'd love helping people get healthier. All right, guys, last piece of this message here is business related. If you look in the business category on there, because we do talk about health, business, and lifestyle, I do have a couple other companies in here. AWeber. AWeber is the best when it comes to email marketing. So please use my link there. I use it for all of my clients and all of my email marketing. There's a lot of different sources out there, but these guys are awesome. And more importantly, all of my IT, all of my website hosting, everything now goes through a company called Singularis IT. I mountain bike and road bike with the owner, Simone. He's been on the show as well. Good people, great technology. Highly recommend them for outsourcing your IT solutions. They're freaking phenomenal. So anyway, guys, I just want to, again, thank you for listening. Please use these tips, tricks. Please visit livethefuel.com. Check out the resources page. Get that e-guide for free by hopping on the email list. And go to the Fuel Tank on Facebook and join our community. I'll talk to you guys again soon.
Thank you for listening to Live the Fuel. Visit us at livethefuel.com. Stay connected on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and more at Live the Fuel. Live the fired up, epic life. Hashtag Live the Fuel.